Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders announced their appointments to the new Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, early in the week. It was the last possible day before the commission was, under law, required to begin its work. The first meeting was held late Thursday. It was a private teleconference, and no public notice was given. The Associated Press first reported on the existence of the meeting. It's all perfectly legal, though, since the commission is not subject to the state's open meeting laws. But government reform advocates say it could set a negative tone before the ethics panel has even gotten off the ground. Dick Dady with Citizens Union says he's not overly concerned yet.
They did have a secret meeting, and they are protected under the current open meetings law, and they're not required to have public meetings, though they can choose to have a public meeting. I think it was fine yesterday just to do the organizing of when they can get together, and so when they in fact hold a more formal first meeting, they should send a very important signal to the public by having an open meeting.
According to published reports, the meeting was organizational in nature, although the resignation of former Ethics Commission Executive Director Barry Ginsburg was accepted. No replacement has been announced. The chair of JCOPE is Westchester County District Attorney Janet DeFiore. Questions have been raised about DeFiore's role as the current head of the state's District Attorneys Association and whether the group, which weighs in on legislation, engages in lobbying. Governor Cuomo, who appointed DeFiore, says he doesn't think that will be a conflict. He says most of the association's activity consists of elected officials giving their opinion on bills presented by other elected officials in the legislature.
The District Attorneys Association, I believe, has a rotating president, which is more of an honorary position than anything else. And the DAs, their advice, on especially on criminal law, is very, very important.
The governor says the fact that he's chosen a prosecutor to serve as chair of the new ethics panel demonstrates that he intends to clean up corruption.
That was a signal that said we're taking this very, very, very seriously.
The governor admits he's had trouble filling positions on the ethics panel, as well in all walks of government, because of the state's troubled reputation in recent years as corrupt and incompetent. He says many turned him down.
When you go into the public sector, you just expose yourself to criticism, scrutiny, etc. The Ethics Commission is especially difficult. There's no pay to speak of. It's been highly controversial in the past. There's very little upside, and there's just a lot of downside.
Dady, with Citizens Union, agrees that DeFiore will likely be able to separate her two roles and not run into any conflicts. And he says the new ethics panel is receiving extra scrutiny because of the state's reputation for corruption. Several former state lawmakers have been jailed, indicted, or faced trials. Dady says the mistakes of the old Commission on Public Integrity, or CPI, are haunting the new ethics panel. The former commission had a controversial record, including accusations that some commission members colluded with the administration of former Governor Eliot Spitzer during the investigation of the so-called Troopergate scandal. Dady says JCOPE will need to prove that it's fair and independent.
It will be important for JCOPE to try and do everything the exact opposite of CPI, and that will involve being much more transparent and open in its dealings, because the public wants strong ethics enforcement. But in order to have the support of the public, JCOPE will need to be very deliberative and operate with as much transparency as is allowed without infringing upon the rights of those who are being charged.
A time for the Joint Commission on Public Ethics' first open meeting has not yet been announced. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.